This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls to the Amp Line and George in D.C. TSA George, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Guys, I got the want to talk about the adventures of trying to get a concealed weapons permit.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you work in D.C. or the D.C. area. Are you trying to get a permit in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're a law enforcement officer, right?
Oh, sort of.
Well, I mean, what do they say?
Well, basically, what I had to go through was I had to get... First, there's some proof of competency. Luckily for me, I took an NRA firearm safety course a few years back, and I had a certificate still in my hand. I also had my government badge. I figured between those two things and my license, you know, I'd be able to get this thing lickety-split.
Well, don't forget the fee, but yes, between those things, it sounds like you were a shoo-in.
Yeah, but then they wanted proof of residency. I was like, wait a minute, my driver's license, which has my address, is not good enough. It's distributed by you guys,
yeah.
And it's not good enough.
Wow.
Yeah, go, no, and they're like, yep, that's right. We need a like a phone bill or something like that, utility bill. And so in short, the government's pretty much admitting that their own ID thing is not good enough, and they want a private...
That's very interesting. Yeah, our system isn't good enough, so we need this bill to prove that you live somewhere for whatever reason. But what if you don't have any bills in your name at your house? What if you're, you know, living with somebody else who's taking care of that? You can't defend yourself, apparently, in Virginia.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I had to run back home and grab myself like a bank statement or something to make a copy of. And then... Right there, and then I had to run back, you know, pay for parking. Luckily, that was only 50 cents. But yeah, then I had to get everything in triplicate. You know, I had to go to the and pay 25 cents a copy. Kinko's only charges 10 cents.
Oh, so government copies were 25 cents. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So I had to get everything in triplicate, and then there's like, we'll get it to you in 45 days. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think a Homeland Security. I've been there five years. You know, I got the NRA certificates. I got three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I bought all three of them. You know, of three different courses that I took. And so you'd think I'd be waiting only 45 seconds, not 45 minutes.
Well, then again, you were dealing with the government, and they do take time. I feel bad for you. I mean, especially in a case where somebody... feels the need to have one of these things. I mean, what was it that drove you to go and get the concealed permit in the first place?
Oh, there's a security government contractor. Well, it's a private company, security company that called Secure Guard, which there's a guy I know who works there. He said he could get me a job there starting at $20 an hour if I get a concealed weapons permit.
Wow. Now, wait, is this a security firm, you say?
Yeah, it's like a security firm, yeah.
So that's so TSA isn't paying $20 an hour?
No.
There you go.
I wish.
Are they paying 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about $5 an hour raise.
Yeah, hell yeah, and you won't have to work for the government anymore. Seems
exactly.
Like a, seems like a worthwhile endeavor.
Exactly, and that company's nationwide, so I figure I get hired and then get transferred up to New Hampshire.
Ah, now do you know for sure they have operations up this way?
That's what I was told.
Very cool.
So
now I'm told in Virginia that it's essentially the county's policy to initially deny your permit. So if you get denied the first time, George, just go ahead and
try again.
Try again.
So you have to pay the fee twice. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, no, $50 fee. You know,
it's their policy.
You said they use their own copiers and stuff like that. You know, you're already paying $50.
Oh, they just try. They try to get you every which way they possibly can. 25 cents for a black and white copy, out of control.
It is out of control.
Hey, George.
Yeah,
and I
was like, well, what the hell's up with this? And the guy just shook his head. I was like, well, you're a bureaucrat. You know about all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, you're not a customer service bureaucrat, though. I mean,
well, he provides a bit of service,
I guess, to some extent.
If you do it right, if he does his job right, he is.
That's true. All right, well, good luck with that, and well, let us know if it takes any more than 45 days, I guess.
Oh, God, I they better not deny me for this crap. I was like, what the hell? They have no reason to, really.
Now, do they deny, or do they just lose applications, Mark? Do we know which... Which way they go about
I've heard denied.
Okay. I guess it depends on the county, really.
Well, good luck. Either way, it seems worthwhile. If you can get that new gig out of getting it, that's a sweet deal. So good luck, George, and thanks for the story, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I really feel awful for somebody that feels like they need something like that. I mean, it's bad enough that you have to go through the background checks and everything when you purchase a firearm brand new, which is why I don't recommend purchasing firearms brand new. But... So that's bad enough, and they make you wait. They got those waiting periods. So if you get into a situation where your crazy ex-husband or ex-girlfriend is threatening your life, and you feel as though you need to do something to protect yourself
right now, yeah,
and you can't exactly just take 3 weeks off to where you can hide out in your house all day. You know, you might have to go places or something, like most regular people. So. Then you find out you have this 5-day waiting period to get the gun in the first place, followed by a 45-day waiting period before you're allowed to actually carry it around with you from place to place.
In Virginia, I've heard that it takes 180 days to get this gun, go through the whole process.
It's just madness.
I think George might have a slightly easier time because he's TSA.
It doesn't seem likely that... most states don't have open carry. I don't know what Virginia's rule is on that. I would bet it's probably not allowed.
Yeah, I'm going to bet that too.
So you don't have the ability to do anything but take a gun in a locked case around with you.
I think you have the ability to do more.
Well, okay, legally.
Right.
Legally, but you don't have their permission to do anything else besides have a gun in a locked case in a seat next to you.
You know what they say, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Absolutely. You know, that's how I am, Mark. I could care less what the damn law is. If I need to be safe, I'm going to ensure my safety first and foremost.
You don't carry a gun generally.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you whether I do or I don't. It's really none of your business, as a matter of fact.
I haven't noticed it, but then again, I don't hug you. Ever.
1-800-259-9231. We're going to jump into the email box here shortly. I believe, Mark, you've got something from way across the pond in Australia. What do they call that? Across the pond is the UK.
Yeah, we'll call it an ocean.
You know, just it's not as catchy.
Yeah. From Ben. He says, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. I have for a long time wondered about government influence in our lives and how they apply wealth redistribution with the approval of the majority of population. Until recently, it was an academic exercise in my mind. I did not apply to me personally. Now, I realize how significant the move away from personal responsibility has become. I live in Canberra, Australia. I earn a good wage as an IT consultant. I separated from my partner of 10 years in 2004. After separation, I tried to ensure that my two children, daughter 12 and son 4, were well provided for and comfortable.
As a good father would.
Mm-hmm. My ex and I came to an agreement whereby I would pay child support for my son and provide a vehicle to cover the costs of my daughter. The house we were living in prior to separation was in my name. We owed $180,000. Now, I didn't check before this. You could go check if you'd like. What's an Australian dollar versus a U.S. dollar?
I don't know.
I don't know. He says, we owe $180,000, I assume Australian dollars, on that house. We agreed that my ex and my kids would stay in his house, okay? It provided she covered the costs of the mortgage until my ex was able to take this over on her own. To this day, I have made every child support payment on time, every one of them for both children. I purchased a flat 5 miles away from my children so I could be close and spend some time with them. I lived in that location for another 2 years. I was married in February 2007. With the purchase of a new house, I could not afford to provide the additional money that I was able to do after we had separated. I stated to my ex that I could no longer afford to pay additional to the required amount. I was more than happy.
He was paying over the required amount?
Dude, he was providing a house, a car, and paying child support
for his son. I missed that detail. I was getting the numbers here. Mm-hmm. The U.S. dollar, $1 to $1.10 Australian.
Oh, it's about the same right now.
About the same.
So we've crashed.
So like how we are with Canadian dollar and everything. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue Ben's awful story here in moments, because I have a feeling it's going to get awful.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are available right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no forcing you to look at advertisements. There's no scam. You just go and download them for free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you $5-7 a month to access their archives, we give ours away.
Are you saying that advertising is a scam?
No, no, no. I don't like the, there are websites out there that, you know, they want you to watch an ad for like 30 seconds before they'll give you the file.
Uh-huh.
Like if you try to download a file, they force you to watch an advertisement.
My God. It's a good thing.
I don't agree. It's a good thing. It's annoying.
Bad.
I don't appreciate those ads.
It's free.
I understand that. And ours is free without the ads at freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years of older or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. And, of course, the show is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by those wonderful advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231. So I have my acceptable advertising, Mark.
Right, I understand. Well, you're making some advertising seem bad. When you make some advertising seem bad, it's all bad.
You must agree, though. Some ads are more annoying than others.
I will give you that. But
all right. That's all I need.
When I see a video or play a game on the internet, and I have a 30-second ad that I've got to sit through, usually from the American Drug Policy or whatever, ONDCP, it doesn't bother me at all.
I understand it, and I understand
unless
why
it's from
there.
The ONDCP.
No, I understand why they're there. I just find them intrusive. That's all. Let's move on with the email. We've got one coming in from Ben in Australia. He's telling us he's a fairly well-paid IT consultant. He broke up with his one-time, I presume, wife. I don't recall whether it was just someone.
They had children.
Someone significant. He broke up with his
wife.
Significant other.
Well, that wasn't, it was a significant other. It wasn't his wife. It was a girlfriend of 10 years.
And he offered to pay more than what he was required by law to pay, if I'm understanding correctly.
Well, yeah, in essence. I mean, he paid the normal $620 a month as child support for his son. Then he gave her a car that he completely paid for his daughter. He supplied that, and he provided her with his home. His home. It wasn't their home together.
Okay.
He had bought it by himself in his name, and he let them live there, you know.
Wow.
For the time being.
That seems pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And then, his finances changed, and he had gotten married, and he wanted, and basically he's like, look, I can only afford to pay what the child support agency stated was required.
Mm-hmm.
But I could do no more. This was when the trouble started.
Oh.
Yeah. When I first talked to her.
She felt entitled.
Sure she did.
She'd been getting all that money that whole time, all that value, and then he wants to take it away from her?
When I first started to talk to her about this, I was paying $620 per month in child support, providing her with a vehicle. My provision of a vehicle covered all running costs, insurance, registration, lease payments. I asked her to try to get herself together and to stay to a state where she could get a vehicle of her own. I agreed to
be. So she's not working.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah.
For quite some time. I agreed to be the guarantor on a loan for her if she needed it. 3 months went by and nothing changed. I forced the issue after 2 months as I was losing money every month. I said that I can't afford to keep paying what I am. She can take ownership of the vehicle and meet all the payments that go with it, or I can keep the vehicle and pay the child support amount. I can't do both. In July, she chose at that time to return the vehicle to me and take the child support agency money, so the the additional money for the daughter.
Okay.
In the second week of August, I received a letter from a solicitor, that's a lawyer, I assume, asking for my financial details and seeking settlement of the property we had bought while together. The letter also referenced two other properties that I and my wife had purchased. Well, after
his new wife, or
yes.
His old wife.
New wife. There is no old wife, yeah.
Got it.
My wife had purchased well after my ex and I had separated. I obtained advice from a solicitor, and we responded. I stated that I was more than happy to reach a fair and equitable settlement. I also stated this clearly in the conversation with her, since the things that have degenerated significantly. Mm-hmm. Two weeks after receiving the letter, my ex sent me an email saying that she was restricting my access to the children.
Whoa.
To 3 nights per week. You see, this is the part that bothers me the most about it.
So he takes the car back and she yanks the kids.
Well, basically. You know,
right.
It's degenerating after several years of everything going fine, where he's giving her all kinds of money, then he's going to essentially the legal amount, and she doesn't like that some of that money is going away.
Right.
And now she's restricting his access to the kids to 3 nights per month. Now, this happens a lot, and this is the most evil thing that goes on, and I'm not saying just women do it, but you know, usually women get the custody of kids.
Sure.
And this whole restricting access to the kids thing, especially when the spouse isn't doing drugs, isn't, you know, some dangerous molester or something like
right.
that. And that is extraordinarily rare. But people will claim it just to not have to do it, just because it's gotten ugly. So they had been staying with me for a week, for about a week per month, for 7 months prior to that email. So he'd been having them essentially a quarter of the month and paying the child support that whole time. So he had the kids 25% of the time, but, you know, provided a home for her that she lived in for
right.
the week that he had the kids, you know, the whole deal. After some confrontation, my youngest is now still with me on about a week basis. This is one thing that I'm eternally grateful for. My eldest, thankfully, is able to make up her own mind about these issues and chooses to stay with us. So essentially, she attempted to restrict the access and failed.
Okay.
My ex has ceased paying any money for living in the property that we shared. I am now covering the child support agency amount per month, and all the mortgage costs for the property that he owns himself.
Wow.
This is costing me approximately $1,800 every month. She's claiming rent assistance from Centrelink, which I assume is some government program, and even though she's not paying him anything to live there. So he's paying the mortgage. She's getting rent assistance. She's keeping
wow.
the money.
Wow. What a mooch.
Yep. He's spoken to the child support agency, but there's little that he can do. All I wanted to do was was the fact that my ex was living rent-free accepted as a non-agency payment. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, she's getting this money. I've never once missed a child support payment. I have been told different things depending on who I talk to. You can check.
Sounds like a bureaucracy.
Yeah, absolutely. he's been told, let's see, one, you have to keep paying child support. Her non-payment of the rent mortgage has nothing to do with us. You have to keep paying child support because because the mortgage is in your name, and you have to pay. The legislation states that. If the mortgage was in both of your names, it wouldn't be an issue. But because he's letting her stay in his house as opposed to their house.
Well, can't he start charging her rent now?
And then do what? Evict her?
Get rent from her. She's getting the check. Get some of that money back.
You can submit an application for reassessment that will take a minimum of 75 days. After that, you may well have to continue to pay.
Yeah.
Don't forget
the application fee.
I'm not trying to make my kids homeless. They always have a home living with me. I would like nothing more than for both my kids to come live with me full time. I just can't afford to support another adult that is perfectly capable of looking after herself.
Mm.
Every time my ex needs something, she's followed the same course. One, can the government provide it? Two,
if not,
can Ben provide it?
Oh, people like that. More on the way. His email is not quite done, I believe. 800-259-9231. People like this woman are just some of the most despicable people out there. You could take control of the airwaves if you got a show, if you get a story about somebody you know that's like this, one of these dependent, entitlement mentality people would love to hear it. This is Free Talk Live.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Think of your favorite child. Now think of your favorite child again in your car. What can you do to ensure that child will live to become a favorite adult? When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
How do you protect your most precious cargo? Safety seats, which reduce infant death risk by 69% and toddler by 47%. Infant seats from birth to 1 year should be installed rear-facing in the back seat. These often convert to front-facing for toddlers under 4 years and 40 pounds. Booster seats are suitable for children 4 to 8, but not until a child is over 80 pounds and 8 years old are regular seat belts proper restraints. Whatever their age, when you think of your favorite children, picture them buckled up, then do it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us, including Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ian, our sponsor, SACL CAI.
We love SACL CAI.
Yeah, they're hiring right now.
Oh, yes.
And they have told me that they would prefer to hire Free Talk Live listeners over anyone else.
There's actually a thread about it on the Free Talk Live BBS, in case you weren't aware.
They have two offices, both in Ohio, one in Columbus and one in Defiance. And if you live in that immediate vicinity or are willing to relocate there, get a hold of SACL CAI. You can go to their banner. They have a banner at freetalklive.com. Check it out. The good folks.
Now, I mean, it's cool enough. I mean, we know that SACL CAI is a great organization, but in addition, how cool would it be to have a boss who believes in the same principles of liberty that you do? I mean, that's pretty cool.
He's a cool guy, too.
Yes. So details,
them,
by the way, details on the positions that they have available are on that thread on the BBS.
Thank goodness, because I don't know what they are.
Right. So if you go to, I think it's the general forum, I believe, there's a sticky. It's one of the top threads, so it stays at the top,
okay.
Basically. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We're in the middle of an email from Ben in Australia. Had a girlfriend of a long time, had a couple kids with her. Broke up and started paying child support. In fact, went a little bit over the requisite by law amount that he had to pay. Was paying $620 Australian a month, plus was providing a car, which sounded kind of newish because he's making payments on it.
And it was a leased car.
Yeah, so leased. Okay.
Rather newish.
Yeah. So the car and then also the house that he owned, he was allowing her to continue living in that house with the kids. Now, all of a sudden, his financial situation changed a bit, so he had to cut down on the amount that he could give to her. Now, remember, he was paying over the legal amount in the first place. So he had to cut that down, and she's trying to take the kids away from him, trying to make it so they don't see him as often, and I guess he did get the car back from her. It's not her car,
mm-hmm.
So he did manage to do that, but now she's trying to bring more trouble vis-a-vis the Australian government.
The matter is now with the solicitors and the legal system. I've sent messages to my ex pleading for equity and fairness in this issue. I've asked repeatedly for her to consider the wishes of the children. When we attended government-mandated relationship counseling, they've been separated for years. She stated that she wants this to go to court. I got my certificate from the government saying that I attended, $245, please. I had to have the certificate before this could go before a magistrate. This will now go to court. All attempts I have made to resolve this, I think he was probably married to the other woman, to this new gal, mm-hmm. and going to relationship counseling with his ex.
That's bizarre.
Crazy. Well, that's when
the government for you.
You pass down a rule like this.
Yeah.
All attempts that I've made to resolve this out of court have been fruitless. Her court costs are completely covered by legal aid. I've spent $3,500 so far, and it's not even close to a courtroom yet. This leaves me in a position that I'm now paying $1,800 per month for my children, child support, and the mortgage on the property my ex is living in that he can't seem to do anything about.
And I feel like I'm in bad shape because I've got two mortgages. You know, I've got a situation to deal with. Man.
I'm also paying solicitor's fees just to get access to my kids. My income can in no way, shape, or form accommodate this. I would be surprised if there's any... if
so
there
he's
are many
dipping
out there
into his savings, then, is what he's doing.
He earns a six-figure income. The Child Services Agency says that this is what I must do. The legal system says this is what I must do. Our current system of government punishes the middle-high income earners of the population. If I was in a government on government benefit, I'd have all my legal aid covered. I am a so-called
working for suckers, see?
Yeah, high-income earner. That means that I must find my own way in this. I have no issue with that beyond the fact that my ex is not responsible for any of the legal costs she incurs. Mm. That means she can continue this until I run out of funds. I have already had to borrow an additional $40,000 to cover legal costs and the mortgage payments for the property she's now living in for free. I can continue for a short time longer, and then I'll be done. I just don't have the resources to carry on. The system that we have cares little for this. Its concern is only for the procedure that must be followed.
Right. It's got its rules, and it follows them to the T as much as it can as far as these rules are concerned. Obviously, it ignores the rules when it conveniences them.
Yep.
But as far as you and what you have to do, it will follow its rules to a T, and the system isn't about helping anybody. It's about extracting money from you. It's about getting money for permits and courtrooms and analysis and applications. They don't care. They're not interested in helping your situation out.
And, even the wishes of the children come in at a distant second. The procedure has to be followed,
So, wait. Now, the other child, he said, was old enough to decide some things for herself.
Right. She's 12.
So, couldn't she theoretically say, you know what, Mom, don't want to live with you anymore. Bye-bye.
Well, it still has to go through court. I mean, if the
government would have to approve something like that. Like, if this young lady said that she wanted to go and live with Dad, she wouldn't be allowed to legally.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
Well, not until the court says so.
Right.
I spoke with my father tonight. He's a through and through socialist. Mm-hmm. He cannot believe how the government system is supporting my ex through this. It was the first time in my life that he agreed with the freedom ideals that I believe.
Wow.
And this is how it goes with people that believe that the government can fix things. When they're confronted with the government screwing things up, they hate it.
Yeah, well, government works just fine until it gets to you.
Yeah.
According to, the world of the socialists.
If I was to learn a lesson from this, it would be, in the government-run system, it's every man for himself. Nice guys finish last. Be selfish, be cruel. The biggest lie is the system will look after you. I'll keep you posted on what happens.
Apparently looking after his wife or his ex-girlfriend.
Well, she's following the rules. Be selfish, be cruel.
Right.
Aww. You know, I am.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
What do you do? What do you say to that?
Well,
what can you do?
I said my heart goes out to you, Ben. I hope this comes to an equitable conclusion.
Right. That's what I was even shorter with him. He sent me the same email, and I wrote, "Good luck."
Good luck. As talk show hosts, we have a lot of emails to reply to, so you can't have it very long. I read the whole thing, and my heart really does go out to him.
Yeah.
He didn't respond to you the second little bit of the email that I think is important. And if he's listening and he didn't want this revealed, I'm sorry. I think it's important.
You should put it specifically. If you don't want something revealed, specifically write that.
Yeah. Let's see.
We don't know who he is. So.
But let me just read the next one anyway. It says, "Thanks, mate. I still think that this will come out okay eventually." I agree.
Eventually. Good to be optimistic.
"Bottom line is my kids both want to see me, and they have a home here. I've always tried to do what's right. My biggest problem is at the moment that I'm married again in February, my wife is really struggling with this, as I can imagine."
His current wife.
Yeah, right. His current wife. "It hurts her so much to see all this and that it kills me. I didn't mention before, but my ex called Child Protective Services and claimed that my current wife's son, 9, is being inappropriate." So his current wife's son is being inappropriate with the youngest son. "Thankfully, they dismissed it all and it went nowhere. But you see... do you see the kind of person who does this?
Manipulative.
It's disgusting." Okay.
And the state, the existence of the state encourages behavior like this.
Mm-hmm.
The existence of the welfare programs and the handouts and the entitlements encourages this behavior. It is amazing to me. For instance, Julia, my girlfriend, works at a restaurant for a living. And they had to can a lady recently who'd been with the company for quite a while. They had to fire her. And the first thing she did was go to the government and complain about being fired and demanded money from the company. And it had to go to court. And she ended up losing because she's just, scummy trash trying to take advantage of the system. Luckily, she didn't really have a case. She was just trying, going for it. And the fact is, those mechanisms are there, and they probably work more often than not for these losers, lowlifes. And it's just sad. It's just a system designed to allow just scum to extract money from those who actually earn it.
Well, we're lucky here in New Hampshire. The court system is it's a little more equitable to everybody than it is in a lot of states. I'm just amazed by it. One last thing I want to get out there is funny thing is, my eldest daughter is not legally mine. I'm the only father she's known since she was 2, and I'll support her in whatever she needs. It's not even his child, legitimately. And that's what kind of good guy this is. And this lady's trying to screw him in every way she can.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. SpyBuild.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBuild.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Quick follow-up here, and then I guess you've got another email, Mark. We might as well do it because we're short on time.
It's a brief one.
And then we'll start up next hour telling you about a Miami reporter who's been arrested for standing on a public sidewalk.
That's,
believe it or not.
Sounds like a very good story to me.
Thomas DiLorenzo.
Very bad thing.
At LouRockwell.com, reporting quickly on an update on a story we covered a few weeks ago on this program. Apparently, remember the kid that was arrested for asking John Kerry a question?
Well, that seems like a loaded way to say it, but yes, I remember. Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, according to Thomas DiLorenzo, the male and female bimbos on Fox News were giddy with celebratory laughter today when they announced that the five campus cops who tasered the University of Florida student who tried to ask John Kerry a question had been cleared and declared innocent of any wrongdoing. By themselves, essentially. Their own department issued its own investigatory report. Once again, neocons will always support anything that any arm of the police state does. So, once again, we see this time after time where the police do something that's obviously over and above necessary.
It's not obvious to me.
Well,
am I a neocon as a result?
No, but that's just because you had something against this kid. I don't know what your deal was. He was asking questions, and they physically removed him from the microphone.
He was grandstanding. He was asked to step away from the microphone, and, you know, he went there.
No, he was only asked to step away by the police officers.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't want to give him his opportunity to ask questions.
So he didn't comply.
Right. You're basically saying he shouldn't have been allowed to ask the questions.
Do you think that he should have brought a guy with him with a video camera? I mean, doesn't that seem suspicious to you? Like, I'm going here to cause problems.
I didn't know he had his own guy with a video camera.
That's what we had read.
There were several cameras.
No, but he had brought his own guy with the expectation. And his attitude and demeanor changed entirely in front of the cameras and away from the cameras.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I mean that he's a celebrity. He's looking for celebrity. He wants to be the kid that was drug away. He wanted this very badly and got what he wanted. What's the big deal?
No, I don't think that's what he wanted. I think he wanted to ask some questions of John Kerry, and the police did not want to allow that. They didn't want to allow that. he had less than a minute's time before the police started taking him away from that microphone. And anyway, you know, we debated that when it happened. And the point is, I agree with you, Mark, that once he started fighting the police, then obviously they have to respond with some level
That's
of
when they taser
control. But the fact is, they were out of line by taking him away in the first place. But nonetheless, they always clear themselves whenever the police investigate.
I would agree with you that the police investigating themselves is a problem. But
just wanted to point that out. Quick follow up. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Abe in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live, Abe.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good, good. Hey, man, I was just up there, and you're part of the country here not too long ago. I may be moving up there here before not too long. I used to be part of the Free State Project. I haven't been able to find a job up there for, like, the last 3 years.
So. You used to be part of the Free State Project?
You know, when you guys moved to New Hampshire, I didn't go with you. So,
so you were one of the people that opted out of some states?
Actually, I don't even remember hearing from you. I moved so often that, you know.
I see. Well, it's never too late to
do it. New Hampshire, so.
You can always resign, Abe.
Yeah.
You can always come back.
Eventually, I'll make it up there. But what I was really calling about was this whole marijuana prohibition. And, you know, I've been looking and hearing a lot of people talk on the pro side of legalizing marijuana, which is cool, you know.
Yes.
I smoke grass myself. I love it.
Great.
But, you know, what I never hear people arguing for is, you know, I'm not going to say it's a right because a right implies that you actually deserve something. Nobody deserves.
Sorry.
Make your point quick, Ed.
Anyway, you know, nobody ever argues for somebody's ability just to sit around and smoke some grass if they feel like it. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's a medicine. It should be legalized for this reason. It should be, you know, I never hear anybody just stand up and say, hey, man, it's all right if some guy just wants to go home and smoke a joint after work.
I think we've done that on his show.
I think Ian has done that on his show.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're a newer listener, you might not have heard it, but I definitely pointed that out, that what is the fundamental difference between someone cracking open a six-pack when they get home from work and lighting up a spliff? I mean, there is no fundamental difference. It's both a way for somebody to alter their state of consciousness to some extent, to enjoy a little recreational drug use, and yes, alcohol is a drug, in case you didn't know that. But yeah, I've definitely made that point. But I think the reason why people don't generally make it is because it's not persuasive to those who are anti-marijuana. I mean, getting people on board who are, for instance, of a conservative mindset or whatever, is something that you have to tailor a message. You know, conservatives tend to be concerned about spending. So you can point out how the war on drugs is inefficient, that it doesn't actually accomplish its goals for the amount of money that they spend on it. So I think that there are just persuasive arguments that you can use depending on who your target audience is. And I think that would be your factor. Abe, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We bent our rules a little bit for him.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you got to bend rules.
Yeah.
He seemed like a really nice guy.
He does seem like a nice guy. Anyway, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, I'll take that position. There are millions of Americans that do that. Abe's one of them. I've done it several times in my life. Mark, I know that you've sampled marijuana from time to time.
You're right. I have done it.
Not any time recently.
Right. Now that I'm married and that's part of the rules, I'm not allowed to do it. But,
right.
You know, I don't miss it that much either.
And the fact is, it is a relatively benign product. Even when compared with alcohol and cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
marijuana has never been shown to cause any deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Now, you can definitely show things that marijuana does detrimental to humans.
What?
Well, I mean, they say, I've read on the internet, you know, doctors say, and I don't know, you know, studies say that it can cause some people to have psychotic episodes and that kind of thing.
Maybe people that are prone to having
maybe
psychotic
so.
Episodes.
I don't know, but to say that there's no danger at all to marijuana, it would be irresponsible, and you didn't say that.
Well, that would be saying that, you know, somebody who is prone to psychotic episodes could have danger from all kinds of different chemicals.
What I'm saying is, if you did a fair and equitable study of alcohol and compared it to marijuana, and you know, in the same sort of study, I think you'd definitely find that alcohol is far more dangerous. Certainly, more people beat their significant others on alcohol and drive and hurt people on alcohol, and alcohol is far more dangerous.
And you can poison yourself on alcohol. alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
It happens to college kids all the time.
Well, and that's mostly because of our drinking age.
Right. But the fact is, it happens. People drink too much, they get sick.
Mm-hmm.
They drink way too much, they die. You can't do that with marijuana. If you smoke too much marijuana, you might go to sleep.
Mostly.
You will never get to the point of an overdose. It is a physical impossibility. The only way you could die from marijuana is like if you were trapped in a room with it, no oxygen, and somebody was pumping the smoke in there to where you died of smoke inhalation.
There are no deaths attributed to marijuana.
Or you could
now, perhaps
possibly
somebody's gotten stoned and done something stupid and died, but people do stupid things without smoking marijuana.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
And marijuana doesn't make you stupid, more stupid necessarily. It's just that some stupid people smoke pot, and so inevitably people look at those people and say, "Well, you're stupid because you smoke marijuana." No,
it's an altered
before.
It's an altered state, and you know, I mean, it causes people to think differently in some way. So, you know, I mean, in some circumstances, that could be called stupid.
And the other way you might be able to die from marijuana is if you were walking down the street and a bale of it fell on your head. That could do the trick. You
break your neck.
Right. You know, 25-pound bale, that's not going to feel very good. What else? Oh, there was one story. To be fair, there was one story about a hash smuggler who... What they do when you're smuggling things over an airplane is you swallow balloons.
Yeah.
So whether it be heroin or hash or cocaine or whatever it is.
Did one of the balloons break?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. The acid in his stomach
ate through
the balloon. I don't know how that. Yes, he did die.
Incredible. I've never heard this.
I've told this story before. Whenever somebody brings up dying on marijuana, this is the only story I have.
I bring it up. I don't remember. What can I tell you? I don't listen to you.
So what happened was he was on the airplane and started feeling sick. Well, that's because one of the balloons had ruptured in his stomach and started pouring out hash oil into his intestines, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that case, he did die, but that wasn't anybody who was consuming marijuana on a recreational basis.
No.
That was
nothing
smuggler.
Like that.
And if we didn't have a war on drugs, that guy would still be alive today. Because he wouldn't have had to have been smuggling his hash oil.
Let me get to my email real quick.
Oh, you can't get to your email real quick.
I got a minute.
Nope. You've got 30 seconds. 800-259-9231. We can get to the email, but we also need to talk about this reporter who was arrested for standing on a sidewalk. Not a private sidewalk, a public sidewalk where you and I are supposed to be free to stand. This reporter was not allowed to stand there. Miami, we'll talk about it coming up in hour number two, the police state in America, and your calls as well about whatever you want, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.